Mulligan tells me you buried your wife several years ago.
Oh, yes, I had to. She died.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented by that dead sexy David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a duck.
Like quack quack, man. How you doing?
Mr. Duck, although it pains me, I must ask you, where do you keep your money?
Well, as you can plainly see, I have no pockets, and I carry no handbag.
Yes?
So I did what all the smart ducks do, and I called David Ernest.
The world-famous asset preservationist?
Yeah, man, that's him. You can call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So you never have to worry about your money.
No, man. Worry just falls off me like water off a human's back.
What?
You say duck and we say human, man.
Well, thank you for talking to me today, Mr. Duck, and thank you for telling us about David Ernest.
No problem, man. Hey, you want to go get some lunch? My treat.
But you said you never carried any money.
Oh, that's okay. But just put it on my bill.
You know I hate you, don't you?
Well, a hater's gonna hate.
Our super secret studio, where we all know Corn Pop was a bad dude. But did you ever think that maybe Joe was bad, and when we say bad, we mean dumb? Call David Ernest today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or everyone's favorite asset preservationist, the money man with the money plan. You know it won't be funny to let David watch your money. Dave's the man who's never rude, and he can point you toward a really dumb dude. Just so you know, that guy's name is Joe. Now sit back and enjoy a very informative edition of The Health and Wealth Show.
Welcome to The Health and Wealth Show. And as I've said many times before, the number one program on your radio right now at this very moment.
You heard right!
I don't think you can tell me that there's another program playing in this time slot on this radio station that is not the program you're listening to right now. And speaking of people you're listening to, here he is, folks. It's everybody's favorite asset preservationist. It's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. And you know, Rusty, some folks think that we're smart and some people don't. But you know what? At least we're not bad dudes. Corn Pop.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Well, that's what they said. That's what the president said about, you know, I can't believe I just said he was the president. That dude in the White House up there, he said Corn Pop was a bad dude, but I found out what Corn Pop said about him.
Yeah, what was that?
He said Joe Biden's a dumb dude.
I know that's right.
I bet he said it back in the 40s when Corn Pop was around as a bad dude.
And you got to think, poor Corn Pop has probably gone on to his reward. He might have been a real good guy.
He could have changed his ways.
Probably what it was is he wouldn't go along with some of Joe Biden's dumb ideas back in the 40s.
I bet that could have been it. He probably didn't like the fact that he ran around saying he had hairy legs. That sounds perverted.
And Corn Pop, probably some sort of a rocket scientist. He might be alive. He might be a senator or something. You never know.
Yeah. But if he's a senator, hopefully he's a good dude, not a bad dude, because there's a lot of bad dudes.
I'll tell you what. I can't decide who's more dumb, if it's Joe Biden or this, what's her name?
Kamala Harris?
No, the one that comes out and talks, the press secretary.
Oh, her. Well, she's just a space queen.
She's a nut. Comes out talking about how great the economy is.
I know. Well, that's her job to lie.
Well, she's doing a darn good job of it.
You got to give her credit for.
She's out there lying her behind off out there talking about how great.
Well, that's the only thing she can do. There's nothing else she can do. Yeah. They can't really come up with anything good that's going on. They come up with all these excuses about, well, the reason why the economy seems to do this and that and the other is because of this, that, and the other. The fact is, the economy is being camouflaged right now with all kinds of inaccuracies when they do all these measurements. We are really in a bad pickle right now when it comes to unemployment, because people are having to work second and third and maybe even fourth jobs to survive. And it makes it look like that we have a rich economy, but really we have a poor economy because these poor folks are having to work their tails off. And that's because we've got an idiot running the country.
I was gonna put him in foot.
I was just thinking for a minute. It kind of made my head hurt. You know, when Curly from the Three Stooges passed away, you know, they got Shemp to come in and take over.
Yeah.
I wonder if Shemp had not been available, would they have called Joe Biden?
I was going to put him in foot.
I don't think they would have, because at that point in time, I don't think even Joe Biden would have enough sense to do what the Three Stooges did. I just don't, because really that was playing dumb when you're smart. That takes a lot of talent. But playing dumb when you're dumb, it's like as easy as sucking your thumb, probably.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's good at it. I don't know.
Sucking the thumb or playing dumb?
Doing both. He's just, he's going to be in the Play Dumb Hall of Fame, if there is such a thing. If there's not, they'll well start one.
He'll probably have that when he, you know, leaves and they put that presidential library together. It'll be him scratching his hairy legs and sucking his thumb and slinging his chains around at Corn Pop and all kinds of stuff.
It'll be the first presidential library with just comic books and coloring books in it.
I tell you what, the American public has got to be dumb if they vote him in again. I mean, and it's not just Corn Pop having the problem and being a bad dude. It would be some bad stuff if he gets voted in again, because this country is in foul shape.
It really is.
And I can't believe that they're lying their britches off saying it is not. Think about this inflation alone.
Yeah.
How bad it is, and all this money they printed, what this is going to cost this nation in the long run. And then here's the other evilness of the whole thing. The fact that Joe Biden desperately wants to tax the living daylights out of everybody. Everybody. He lied like a dog when he said he wouldn't tax anybody if it was making less than $400,000. Well, get this. If he brings down the estate taxes, and that's some people, it's a misnomer of inheritance tax, of anything $5 million or more, it won't take long to people having $5 million estates because of this inflation that we have. Right now, a house costs $500,000 or more. It's not going to take very long for a lot of things to have an impact. One of the things that is so tremendously terrible that he's trying to get is to take away step up and to tax inside build up. In other words, you still own the home. Maybe you inherit the home, or maybe you inherit the property or whatever, stocks or whatever. But you've got to liquidate all this stuff or sell it off or get rid of it and lose it to pay the taxes if he gets what he wants. Do you realize, Rusty, that this is the big lie? Maybe we could call this show The Big Lie, because it is the biggest lie there ever was told. The biggest lie ever told is that he's not going to increase the taxes on people making less than $400,000. He's building up the IRS now. It's coming after people by the droves now, and it's getting worse and worse. And one of the biggest networks of people that they're picking on are the very poor that are trying to utilize EIC, Earned Income Credit.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on that they're auditing, but the big thing is the misrepresentation, the lie, that it, when he said he didn't want to tax anybody that was making less than $400,000 a year, but if he takes away all your inheritance, if he takes away all of your retirement money with taxes, if he makes your step up go to, you know, where you have to pay taxes on your retirement as you go along, whatever he can get away with, this is what this idiot wants. He's the bad dude, not Corn Pop. Corn Pop was nothing compared to this dumb dude that's a bad dude. We've got a bad dude trying to really pull it over our eyes and lie to us. It's hard to believe that some people actually believe that increasing taxes is good for them. How is this true? could you believe for 1 minute, Rusty, let's say you inherited something from your parents,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice, you get it, okay? But then all of a sudden, the taxes on it are so high, you can't afford to keep it because you owe a bunch of money, and it was nothing but a small house, small property, but you owe maybe, you know, 20%, 25% with state tax. If you had to pay 25% of what your parents' land and house was worth right now, how difficult would that be for you, Rusty?
Oh,
it's impossible.
That's my point. And this is what this bad dude is trying mm-hmm. to do to the American public. And not to just mention, that's just one thing. There's so many things he's trying to do. He wanted to tax inside buildup of life insurance. Can you imagine people that might have $100,000 of life insurance, a whole life policy, and they've kept it for maybe 20, 30, 40 years, and all of a sudden, maybe the $50,000 or $60,000 that's built up in it, still going to pay out a tax-free at death, all of a sudden this turkey comes in and says, all right, you've got a $50,000 or $60,000 of life insurance cash value. I want taxes on that now.
That's not right.
Where are you going to get it? You got to cash the life insurance policy out and give it to him.
Exactly.
Now you lost your life insurance. This guy is an idiot. What has he said? Everybody's entitled to be an idiot? Well, that's not true.
He's taking advantages of his turn, I guess. I just can't understand why anybody would want to put somebody back in office that's already proven that he's incompetent. Plus, he wants all your money.
Well, he wants the money because they've spent all the money and he knows it, but he's giving it to the illegals coming in here so he can buy votes. It's horrible to keep talking about the illegals, but it's absurd. Why would we have to continuously talk about how big of an injustice that is for us to pay for illegals to come in here and they get more money than a lot of folks that are on Medicaid or are working hard for a living?
Well, David, you're pretty savvy. You've been around. You've been to France. And you've probably ridden in an elevator, right?
A few times.
You ever notice you get in there and it says max weight, 2,500 pounds?
Yeah, I did see that occasionally. Well,
you know what that means, don't you?
You need to go on a diet? I don't know.
Well, no, you get 26, 27, 2,800 pounds in there. That sucker might not go up. And then again, it might just fall. It's the same thing with us here. They're overloading us here with people that they want us to take care of that we're too busy trying to take care of our own people. And they just keep letting more people come in. And pretty soon the elevator is going to stall or it's going to fall.
You know, have you ever been in an elevator that failed?
No.
I have.
Really?
It's scary.
I guess
so. Oh, yeah. These elevators, we had this condo one time, and the elevators were so slow, people, during the busy time, they would just get in there and stand on their heads, climb up the walls, however they could get in there, just like sardines, so that, you know, because they'd been waiting maybe an hour to get somewhere, in other words, to get the elevator.
They have any stairs in that place?
Yeah, they had stairs, but most of them are pulling big suitcases and heavy stuff, you know, and some of them are elderly and everything. But anyway, they get all in the elevator. Of course, it had 23 stories. So I don't know, you know, you ever tried to climb 23 stories with four or five suitcases? That's pretty rough. So yeah, they were all wanting to get in the elevator.
What you talking about,
Will? Elevators. There was this one elevator that got sick and tired of all this weight. And it got to where when you would push the button to go up, it would literally release some kind of emergency brake and would fall two or three stories before it caught. And everybody was scared to death. Of course, it had a brake on it. I said, don't worry about it. It's got a brake. But I got to thinking, well, what if the brake didn't work? You know, but no, it was scary. And when that happened, people say, I'm getting off here. I don't care. I am. If it's got a brake or not, as soon as the door opened, they said all of them would scatter and leave. Well, that's what's going on right now. You've got this dumb guy up there. It's not Corn Pop was a bad dude. You know, Biden is a dumb dude, as Corn Pop probably said, that's saying, oh, it doesn't hurt to ride an elevator that's falling. We're going to go back up someday. Have you ever been on a ride and your stomach feels funny and ticklish and you get nauseated sometimes? This is where we are right now, right before this election, is that we're nauseated and sick of this stuff. And we want to get rid of the content so we'll feel better. Sometimes when you get nauseated, you get rid of the content. We need to get rid of the bad dude, the bad stuff. It's terrible, the stuff that we're having to go through in the fear of what's coming. And I've talked about this over and over. Fed now. A lot of people might be fed up with me talking about fed now. But let me just tell you something, guys. it's about to get so bad with the federal government watching your bank accounts, because AI, artificial intelligence, FedNow, is a program that the federal government is trying to induce, entice, whatever, all the banks to get into. And several banks, especially the federal banks, like federal credit unions and stuff like that, are jumping on this stuff. A lot of the top 10 banks in size are jumping on. Essentially what it is, they're in cahoots with the feds to tie in your bank account to the feds so they can watch it with artificial intelligence. They want to watch everything you're doing. Their excuse is, oh no, this is for faster transactions. Have you ever had a transaction in your bank that was so slow you couldn't have tolerated it?
Not recently.
Seriously, why would they want these transactions faster? For their convenience, but for your misery? And I'll tell you the misery that's coming. Communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, watching the population's bank accounts. No more freedom. No more privacy. Trying to invade your privacy, take away your ability to control your own money. And in this country, supposedly, in this democracy, this republic is what it actually is. They want to, they say you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Well, then why are they freezing people's bank accounts before they are proving innocent? And it takes weeks sometimes to unfreeze them. Why is the federal government and the IRS and all these departments that are supposed to be working for us, working against us? Why are they trying to take our freedoms away? I say they're trying to take your money away because they want your money because of all these crazy things they want to spend it on. And that is, one of them, buying votes from illegals and every other crazy thing that this government is doing. We got to get rid of these clowns. We've got to get rid of them. Donald Trump, when he came in 2016, got rid of all that crap. And I fully believe if Donald Trump comes in 2024, that he is going to stop FedNow, and he will be glad to be getting rid of something that the American citizens are fed up with. He's also going to stop illegal immigration, but he's not going to stop legal immigration. We don't need to stop legal immigration. You know, I've talked about this before. Have you ever heard of something called EB-5 immigration?
I have heard you talk of it before, but please refresh our memories.
Well, EB-5 immigration, it works like this. You bring people in who have a talent or money or both. You don't bring a lot of people from Mexico because most of them don't have the money. They may have a talent, so they can come in legally that way if it's good for the country. I'm not talking about the talent of human trafficking or the talent of bringing in sneaky stuff like Corn Pop would do. What I'm talking, like drugs and things, what I'm talking about is the talent of bringing in resources to make this country better. For example, EB-5 is an immigration program where if they bring in $500,000 to $1 million, they invest it into a United States project with a private citizen or private citizens group or a corporation. And when they do this, let's say they're coming from China, they're coming from Germany, they're coming from somewhere that these people have developed this money, and they bring in this $500,000 or this $1 million and they invest it into the system. And yes, they have to take the risk with their investment, but in 5 years, I think it is, don't hold me to that, I think that's about right, they can potentially cash out with great wealth. But they created great wealth and tremendous amount of jobs for who? United States citizens. That brings us wealth. What's the difference between bringing us wealth and taking our wealth? That's a bad dude that takes your wealth. Joe Biden is a bad dude, and his party is a bad dude. We need more legal immigration that brings us wealth, not illegal immigration that brings us poverty and brings poverty in here to breed poverty. We don't need it. We need something that's better. Yes, I admit that back in the days when the country was wide open territory, people would come in. We're not wide open territory anymore. 8 million people or more have come in since Joe Biden has taken office. And that's enough to fill two or three states' population. Can you imagine if this goes on what the United States is going to look like very, very soon?
you won't be walking around seeing majority Caucasian anymore. And that's not a racial thing, a racial slur I just said. It's just a fact. It will be a mixture. It won't be easy. You will dilute the blacks out too, because it's not blacks coming in from, so this is not against blacks. It's going to be a lot of Latino. There's nothing wrong with that race either, but if they come in here legally. What I'm talking about is this big mixture of unbelievable amount of folks from South America, Central America, Mexico, and what I'm hearing now from the Middle East, Middle Easterns. And that does bring a threat. If you don't remember 9/11 and the terrorist stuff, and they're letting these people in by the droves, and AOC and all these other clowns are saying, let it happen. Pelosi, AOC, Sanders, Bernie Sanders. All these liberals, they want this. Why? Because they want the votes and they want the power of the money, the power of socialism. And then it will turn into communism. And Rusty, we have got an idiot. As he says, everybody's entitled to be an idiot. I disagree. When you're running the country, you're not entitled to be an idiot. What do you think about that, Rusty?
Well, I think some folks take something you're entitled to and they just abuse it. You know what I'm saying? Think about this. If they start looking at your bank account, they're looking to see where your money is, where you get it from, where it's going, and they can get in there and turn that off and on, well, people are thinking, well, I'll just keep all my money at home. I'll take my money and keep it in my pocket. I'll bury it in the backyard. Well, what if they decide to go ahead and do this and make all your money like a digital thing? Like you have a little implant in your hand or something, like your card that you scan. Well, your money's not going to be any good. Cash will no longer be king. It'll just be something that we could just, you know, start fire in the fireplace with.
The mark of the beast.
Exactly. And if you don't believe that's out there, you just look. Have you seen the picture that they unveiled of Prince Charles or King Charles, whatever he is these days? Have you seen that?
No.
You need to see this, man. It is King Charles. You can vaguely make out his body, but his head is there, and the whole rest of the portrait is red. It almost looks like he's standing in fire. It's
scary.
It looks satanic. I'll tell you what. It's scary. It's just scary that all this is going on, and there are people out there who, well, we just can't have Donald Trump because he talks mean and he hurts people's feelings. Well, pretty soon we're all going to be, you know, starving to death, standing in line for bread and worshiping the devil if we're not careful. And they will be doing that because they'll kill us if we don't. I know this out there, but think about it. I mean, stranger things have happened. And another strange thing has happened. We need to take a quick pause.
But you know, Rusty, before we take the break, I do want to say insurance companies are not involved, to my knowledge, with FedNow. So if you've got financial stuff and you want to put it into a different, in other words, IRAs, 401ks that you could roll over to an IRA, you might want to consider rolling it into an insurance product because it's not connected to the bank so much. Yes, insurance companies have bank accounts, of course. They have to, but when they're investing their money with other entities, it's not so much bank accounts as it is other things. And FedNow probably isn't watching that as much. There's a lot of things. The stock market dangers when you're older and all these other things. So if anyone needs some information, we got free information on how to protect your assets. Give us a call. We'll try to save it all. What's the numbers, Rusty? And I'm going to look up the Tennessee number while you're talking.
Okay, that's coming pretty soon here. But right now you can reach David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And don't forget about the website. That's retirewithernest.com. You can put the www dot in the beginning part there, but it's retirewithernest.com. And David, you have the Knoxville, Tennessee number.
Yeah, and anywhere in Tennessee, 865-601-9616. That's 865-601-9616 for our friends in Tennessee, our office in Tennessee.
I feel like we're doing a telethon, all these great numbers you can call. I got another number for you. Well, it's not a number, it's sort of a slogan, stay where you are. Don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
We met a man on the street.
My name's Forrest Gump.
And when we asked him about his finances, he had this to say.
I'm not a smart man.
Well, Forrest, you don't need to be a smart man to figure out that if you need help with your finances, you should call David Ernest. Because sometimes financial problems can bite you in the buttocks.
Bit me directly in the buttocks.
See there, Forrest? What do they call it when your finances bite you that way?
The $1 million wound.
And what happens to your money?
The Army must keep that money because I still ain't seen a nickel of that $1 million.
Well, the Army's part of the government, so don't let the government get your money. Call David Ernest today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Forrest called, and just listen to what his friends are saying.
You're a genius.
Don't suffer that $1 million wound. Be like Forrest Gump. Call David Ernest today. Any final words, Forrest?
That's all I have to say about that.
Ernest Financial LLC, serving the community for over 40-something years.
First off, Mrs. Obama, thank you so much for stopping by for this interview. Now, you have said that the job of being president of the United States is a hard job.
The job is hard.
Yeah, that's what you said, yeah.
It requires clear-headed judgment, a devotion to facts and history, and an ability to listen.
And you and the rest of the folks at the Democratic National Convention think Joe Biden is the man to get things done.
Joe Biden is the wrong president for our country.
What?
He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but Joe Biden is clearly in over his head.
But you just said the other night that...
It is what it is.
Okay, you're kind of confusing me here.
Let me be as honest and clear as I possibly can.
Okay, you go for it.
You know I hate Joe Biden.
Well, if you hate him so much, how can you stand to go in to have a meeting with him?
Going high is the only thing that works.
You mean you have to fire one up before you go in to meet him?
It is what it is.
Mrs. Obama, once again, thank you so much for coming in for the interview. And before we go, do you have any last words?
You know I hate Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
You know I hate this nation.
Yeah.
If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't vote for Donald Trump, like our lives depend on it.
Thank you again, Michelle Obama. That sounded like a cow.
It is what it is.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
Now 99% fat free.
Now the one thing she didn't say was part two of today's exciting episode of the Health and Wealth Show. David Ernest, everybody's favorite asset preservationist. Over 40 years, he's been helping people preserve their assets. You know, if you call David Ernest today or tomorrow, but don't wait till tomorrow, call him today. Many times when you get on board with David, you can get a big bonus when you join with the crowd. Can you talk about that a little bit?
These insurance products, a lot of them have gigantic bonuses. We use the real bonuses. There's what I call real bonus products, and then the ones I call these income bonus products are not real bonuses. So you want a real bonus. And of course, some folks say, well, the returns will be lower after they give you a bonus, maybe a little bit. But if you're rebonusing, a lot of these programs that we're using, even though they bonused a gigantic number, the experience we're having is the returns after that on top of that were even larger than what a lot of companies were paying without the bonus. And then when we rebonus it, it's a no-brainer. In other words, we rebonus. And you really, really should sit down with us for free. We can do it on Zoom. We can do it in person and see for free we never charge a fee anyway, even if you do business with us, how these things work. Because we have a model that's so unique, you probably will never see it anywhere else again.
Wow.
We talk about this word fiduciary all the time. We believe that when you're as fiduciary as you can, you see folks as often as you can, you try to talk to people at least once or twice or three times a year, or anytime they have a question, you're calling them back fast if you haven't answered the phone or text them. We think that's fiduciary also. So when you rebonus this money over and over and over, pieces of it, that's fiduciary too. Fiduciary is when you're doing the best you can for someone because they have their confidence in you as a financial person. And fiduciary is a misused word, yeah. And it's very... I mean, I see all these advertisements on television that say, call us, we're fiduciary. If you have $500,000, give us a call because we're a fiduciary. You know, you see advertisements like that. I'm not mentioning anybody's names. Nothing wrong with them being in business saying these things, no, except for the fact that I resent the way they use the fiduciary because they're insinuating that no one else is a fiduciary if they get a commission. But this is far from the truth. And I'll tell you where the proof's in the pudding. The government is trying to pass a law right now, which is going to restrict products to the middle class, in my opinion, tremendously. They tried to do it in 2016, and Donald Trump and some of the conservatives got it out of the way. But it's really a shame that a Joe Biden and a Obama system tried in, up to 2016. Donald Trump came in and threw it out. And now they're trying again. They're trying to get it back in again. What is it? This is my opinion. It's a special interest group trying to squeeze money out of the investors so that they can make the fee-paid folks richer and the commission people poorer that are helping you. But what this does, and I'm not against fee people. I'm just trying to say this is the way it works. I would see no problem in charging fees or commissions, but it's wrong for a Methodist to tell the Baptist they're going to hell. Vice versa, it's wrong for the Baptist to tell the Methodist they're going to hell because they're all trying to get to heaven. So what we're all trying to do is get to retirement heaven. But to pick on another group simply because you're going to hurt the little people and misrepresent it that you're helping the little people when in fact you're helping the rich people more is wrong. And this is what they're doing with the fiduciary rules, in my opinion. And I can prove it to you with numbers. I can prove it to you with facts. From my viewpoint. And the fact is, Donald Trump saw it and he got rid of it or helped to get rid of it in 2016. So if Donald Trump didn't like it, and he's a businessman, and a lot of conservatives don't like it, and a lot of them are business people and smart people, is it really good for you? So when you hear someone say, call us, we're fiduciaries, think twice what they really are. They have these departments that are trying to, what do they call that, those departments where they try to be prejudiced against you, but they're acting like they're not? Inclusive and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have those departments. Those kind of people, I don't want to have anything to do with, and they're not for the middle class. They're for the rich, because if they say they want money, they want $500,000 or $1 million or more, they're not for you if you're in the middle. Because the average middle-class person at age 65, the median, not the average, but the median person, is probably not got more than $200,000 in their IRAs and investments. That's the median. The average is like $700,000. But think about it. That's a lot of billionaire money in there mixing with it. Okay. So when you say median Americans, that's the real number, median. $165,000, $200,000 in IRA money is the median at age 65, roughly. So is that $500,000?
No.
So therefore, what they're saying is, and the liberals are saying, is that they're helping the richer get richer, in my opinion, and the poor get poor, and they don't care, and they're trying to fool the poor people into voting for the system so that they can get special interest money, i.e. the investment companies that are paying them all this money and these groups that are paying them all this money. So they give them money. It's called special interest. You know how this money comes into these politicians so that they can hoodwink, in my opinion, the American public. And Donald Trump, if he gets in there, he's going to tear this playhouse up. It needs to be fair. Everything needs to be fair and upfront. I agree with that. I don't have a problem with disclosures and telling people how you're paid. But don't be dishonest and insinuate that a system is better over another one when it's not better for the middle class. Because if you put the investment advisors out of business that are helping the middle class, they have no one. And they can't get anybody because they don't have $500,000. So it's not good. This is the people that are trying to hoodwink the American people right now. These are liberals. These are liberal companies that are trying to camouflage themselves as conservatives. They're liars. And as far as I'm concerned, they're using the word fiduciary incorrectly. Fiduciary should be something sacred that's used right. Don't go around and try to insinuate that another group is not fiduciary. They're just trying to fix where they can sue a bunch of people, too.
Well, I'll tell you how I've heard fiduciary used incorrectly, but I did not know until you told me all this. I actually heard a guy sneeze the other day. He was like, fiduciary. And I said, wait. I don't think you're using that right, fella. I tell you what, man, we've been talking about some heavy stuff today.
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of misconceptions, and I hate to use the word lies, but I mean, like, okay, I'll be gentle and say misinformation. It's so complicated and so complex the way they put these, the DOL, the Department of Labor, that if you read the fiduciary ruling, you wouldn't know what the heck they're talking about. It makes it sound like it's a terrible thing if you don't do it or if you're doing it. When you read it, it doesn't make any sense because it's so vague. It sounds to me, when I read it, it's just like an overreach to cause us to pay more taxes and more money for these, should I say, regulatory people. And then the DOL is reaching into the Securities Exchange Commission's positions and trying to tell them what to do. And they're reaching into the NAIC, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners positions, and trying to tell them what to do. And you better believe there's resentment on that side. I would resent it if someone was trying to tell me how to do my job and I knew how to do it, especially if I was a regulatory person. Uh-huh. So at this point in time, I think it's a bunch of hoopla, and they need to leave the Securities Exchange Commission of Alabama, Tennessee, all the 50 states, and then the federal national securities system alone. Let them do what they think's right. Don't try to have another department called the Department of Labor come in there and tell them what to do. It's wrong. Why do you have departments? And the insurance department should regulate insurance products, okay? And they should work together, you know, intermingle. But to have a big DOL come in and say, we're the big guys and we're going to knock you over the head and we're going to tell you what to do just because they got an order from Biden to stranglehold everyone else. That's the way I see it. I think it's ridiculous and absurd. It's just like the Justice Department being armed to get rid of Donald Trump. That's absurd. Why would you arm the Justice Department and make them attack Donald Trump?
I don't know.
Or ask them to, or put people in there that hate Donald Trump so they'll be the generals that are leading the charge to attack Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong in this country right now? One of the things that's wrong, they're arming different regulatory and different departments that normally should be respectful of the American public and help the American public, not destroy the American public, or a politician that's trying to help the American public. This is back asswards, man. The whole thing is. And as far as investing money and keeping money safe, it's back asswards too, because a lot of folks are going to lose their tremendous value of income if we have this major downturn that a lot of economists are predicting. No one knows what's going to happen, but deep down inside, and you can read this left and right, this thing is getting set up for a major crash. It might be another year or two. Somewhere down the line, you cannot continue to spend this kind of money and go into this much debt, and also to give communist China and Russia and Saudi Arabia the control over the petrodollars, like Joe Biden's doing. Joe Biden is giving away the power of the American dollar right now by letting or allowing something that even Richard Nixon set up years ago, the petrodollar system. Otherwise, we would have had a major war with Saudi Arabia. This is crazy. Who's paying that fool off? The Ukrainians? Oh, yeah, I forget. The laptop had that on there, did it? And the communist Chinese. The laptop. Whatever happened to that laptop? It had all that stuff, and all of a sudden, that's not been talked about anymore.
It's hidden out with the lost ark, like, you know, Indiana Jones. At the end of it, they put that ark in that big box and stuck it out there in that big warehouse where nobody would ever find it.
that's where that is, a laptop. But I got something for you here. You made me think of it. I don't want me to think of it. You're talking about fiduciary. That's what they need to teach the children in nursery rhymes. Start them off like that. You're like, Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Tell me, are you a fiduciary? And we'll, you know, kind of start them off early. But I thought of something a while ago. There was, you've heard of Woodrow Wilson, good old Woody. He was a president. I think he was, I'm not sure exactly which president he was, but he had a vice president whose name was Thomas Marshall. And he came up with a really good little quip that he is known for saying. And this would have been back in the 20s, I think. Probably in the teen years of the 1900s. And he said, what this country needs, you always hear about what this country needs, but mm-hmm. he said, what this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar. That's pretty common. You know, that's not something very, very important really, but you get to thinking about it, what this country needs could come from that, as we need to start with a 5-cent cigar, and then we need to get elected officials who have our best interests at heart, they're not in it for what's in it for me. They're not people trying to make a name for themselves. They're willing to work together with everybody else that got elected to try to make things better for our country, not to give our country away, not to open up the doors and say, well, you know, like you often say,
in my country, we have no retirement plan.
Well, come on over here. We'll get you in. We'll scooch everybody away from that hind tip back there and scooch you in there. That way you can get on the gravy train too. No. If we want to help people in other countries, we teach them how to do what we've done and get out there and work and save and invest and let our money work for us, not get out and wait till somebody else gets theirs and then go try to get part of theirs. There's another little fairy tale somehow like that. I can't think of which one it is where somebody puts something together. Well, we talked about that. We talked about it many times, the grasshopper and the ant.
Yeah.
The old grasshopper gets out there and he's just goofing around. He's a ne'er-do-well. He's lazy. And the little old ant over there just putting stuff away for when it's bad times and when he's going to need something. And eventually it didn't work out for the grasshopper because it got cold out and he didn't have a place. He didn't have any food. And he froze to death. That fairy tale is like, now the grasshopper is over there eating up the ant stuff because the government made the ant who worked hard give all his stuff away to the old goofy low down grasshopper.
I know.
That's just the way it's turning out. And it's like, who was it said that, you know, the whole world's gone crazy. It's like, used to what's good is bad and what's bad is good. It's just nuts.
I know it. And the same way with the parties. Sometimes the Democrats look like the Republican Party of long ago and the Republicans are looking like the Democratic Party of long ago. Who's really for the little guy? It's not the Democrats anymore. They've sold their souls to the devil, in my opinion. So for money. Now, it's not to say that a bunch of rhinos are not selling their souls too, because we've seen it in mm-hmm. the state of Alabama, where the rhinos get rich. Their only way to stop this is to have a uprising, not a physical uprising, not a military uprising, not a revolution in that sort, but a vote uprising where we got some honest votes. They weren't all stolen. And we voted these turkeys out and started fresh with new blood all over again. That would straighten the mess out. But there's so much brainwashing on the airwaves, mostly television, sometimes radio, but mostly television, where they're just mass producing these lies and misrepresentations. And I'm surprised and shocked the lies that they can tell. I did not know that they could tell so many lies that had no justification at all on television advertisements to kill their fellow man ability to run for an elected office. And it's just absurd. It's also absurd, as I said earlier, how some advertisements about investing money and why people are investing money can make some word like fiduciary sound like it's a wonderful thing, when actually they don't even know what a fiduciary is themselves. It's so mm-hmm. vague. It's so vague. If you ever read about what the DOL came up with, essentially all it is a way to control everything. They want to control your money just like the Fed now. They want to control the financial people, so they will have to feed the government more now. Really? This whole thing is not for the little guys, not for the middle class. None of it is. This is the powers that be. If you would think about it in the old time, the nobleman keeping the little people in labor and enforcing on them to continuously be the folks that the peasants of the United States.
That's like in the History of the World, Part One, and Count de Money says to the king, he says, "Your Majesty, the peasants are revolting." And the king says, "Yes, you got that right. They stink on ice." That is a lot of the way they, I think, that they feel about us. They just, we're going to be out there working. We're not the cocktail party kind of people. We're out there while they're up in the big castle. They're eating the good food. They're saying, "Let them eat cake," which we got no cake.
I know. That's the, you know, right? Just feed them cake, which we don't have any cake anyway. Yeah.
We ran out of cake. There's a movie. We got a couple of minutes left, and then we got to go, and I want you to talk a little bit first, but there's a movie I want everybody to look at, because people think I'm crazy sometimes when I come up with these things. The Matrix is a good one, because, you know, the whole deal about the Matrix is these aliens came here, and they were using us to produce electricity so they could survive, and they put this whole thing in our heads that we had our own lives, and we were out doing what we wanted to do, but in reality we were stuck in these pods, and they were, you know, they had wires stuck into us, and they were drawing off our electricity that our body actually produces. If you've seen the movies, you know what I'm talking about,
right?
But there's another one from a few years back. You might have seen it, with Roddy Piper, a wrestler. I think he's passed away now, but it was called They Live.
I've seen that.
And these aliens or something, I don't know what they were, but they had come down and they had infiltrated our government, and they had us all brainwashed, and somebody got to him and got him tipped off on it. It was like he had these glasses.
And I remember, he could see that they looked like little skeletons.
Yeah, he could see them, but it was like there was this big billboard up there. It says, "Buy Coca-Cola," and I'm just using Coca-Cola just because it's first thing that came to mind, and he put these glasses on and looked at it, and it said "Obey." So everything that's coming around is brainwashing us. And you know, you look at folks like somebody like me that says stuff like that, and then you think about it, and you get to looking at it. And there was a thing many years ago, and I don't know if this still goes on. They called subliminal suggestion, and you would actually be at the movies, and they would slip a piece
Coca-Cola
of film
thing in there.
And it would make you subconsciously think, "Boy, I sure would like to go to the snack bar and spend a lot of money."
Exactly.
And there's another thing. There was a movie where they did that, and they told about it later. Fight Club, I think, was what it was. And they were messing with your head while you watched this movie. But I'm just telling you, and you used to hear people say that, and you're saying, Uncle Rusty, he's just nuts. Well, he probably drank a lot back when he was younger and smoked some of that old crazy stuff. He's just crazy as a bat now. But as you get older, you think about it, you see some of the things that are going on, and you're like, you know, Uncle Rusty might not have been so crazy after all. Maybe we better check on some of this stuff. But I'm checking the clock now, and we're going to have to continue this in the next thrilling episode. But do you have a few words for us before we leave today, sir?
Well, you know, we've talked about the Fed now, how dangerous it could be to have money in the bank, you know, potentially, if they want to freeze your funds. We've talked about the word fiduciary, how it's been misrepresented, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion, about what it really means. We've talked about how the folks are coming in from the South, invading our country illegally and taking our money. We've talked about how crazy and dumb Biden is, and the stupid things he said, corn pop and all these how they lie to us about the wars and everything. But here's the thing. If you want to make your money safer if we have a downturn in the market, and man, I know the market's moving up right now, but if you go back and look, when the market starts moving up a lot of times, that was a bad sign, because it gets out of whack. And when things are out of whack, like the market value versus the profit values versus how everybody's feeling about what they're really getting for the bang of the buck, Sometimes it means that we're about to have potentially in the near future some kind of catastrophic thing that might have happened in 2007 and 8. I'm not saying it's going to happen right now. I don't even know if it's going to happen. The fact is, it looks like it probably could happen. And if you're older and you've got a sum of money in the market and something bad happens to your money for several years, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years, what are you going to do? You can't retire because most of your money or a lot of your money went away. So what can you do to keep that from happening when you're older, say like 50, 55 plus, Rusty? What kind of numbers can they call?
Well, you can go to France and live over there. And
good luck on that one.
They'll give you some of them croissants you were talking about. Or don't take it to the other place to eat it because they'll jump on you. Or you could call David Ernest. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Do you want to throw the Knoxville number in that's going to be active pretty soon?
Yes, 865-601-9616. This is the Tennessee number, Knoxville office. Anywhere in Tennessee, call this number, 865-601-9616, and we will take care of you in Tennessee.
That's right. You'll leave your message. You can get a phone call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or the asset preservationist, laughing young boy there with wavy hair.
But we're all over the place in Alabama. Yeah,
that's right. They just like they turn around. You can't turn around without knocking us over. That's where we are.
And Florida now.
Yes.
Going into northern Florida.
Georgia. And late at night, when the atmosphere is just right, they can hear us in downtown Altoona. It's in California. You got to have it just right, though. You used to drive up to the end of the street where you could hear the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. Anyhow.
I know. I think they call that Skip, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what they used to call it. That's what they used to
Skip-a-roo.
Call it. Skip-a-roo. And that's just this guy that lives down the end of the street and wears them flowery shirts. Anyhow. What I'm trying to tell you is get in touch with David Ernest. You'll be glad you did because he's going to get you in touch with your inner money person and help you save for retirement.
Want to give those numbers one more time?
Let's try it one more time. 334-279-7431. 205-479-0839. And
865-601-9616, or you can go to the web, retirewithernest.com. That's retirewithernest, E-A-R-N-E-S-T, retirewithernest.com.
Or just go to the bus station and, you know, walk around people and just go, psst. And if you don't get slapped and they ask you, did you want to get in touch with David Ernest, then you'll know how to get in touch with him. But we got to go.
I guess you could do that too.
You could do, I would stick with the numbers first. I would use that as a last resort. But we got to get out of here, make room for the next people who are coming in, probably to do, you know, they never do fishing shows on the radio.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see what somebody's fishing for.
You want to see the fish, I guess. But we'll see you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show. Look at this fish I caught over here. This one.
Oh, man, are you sure that's a fish?
He's wearing glasses. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Hey, what? It's Don Knotts. How about that?
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
New from Bumco. It's what you've been waiting for. Straight from the Oval Office to a dark, dank sweatshop somewhere overseas where children work 14 hours a day for 8 cents a week, then directly to the toy store, it's the talking Joe Biden doll. Every detail of Joe Biden is captured in this doll. The vacant stare. That big old ball spot. And remember, it's a talking doll. So you get all those gems that Joe is so famous for. Just pull on his necktie that was obviously tied by someone else, and you'll hear things like,
"Corn pop was a bad dude."
Or,
"Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID."
And the ever popular,
"I got hairy legs."
And not only is it a talking doll, it's an action figure. Just wind it up. Ask it a question, and it'll turn around and walk away. And the great thing is the price. It's free. Well, not really. because we're going to be paying for this thing for a long time.
Come on, man.
It's the Joe Biden Talking Doll. Get yours today from Bumco. This doll has no warranty. What you see is what you get. Made in China.
You know the thing.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Three ruthless outlaws coming into your town to take it over. The good for nothing.
I got hairy legs.
The bad.
Representative Yoho put his finger in my face. He called me disgusting. He called me crazy. He called me out of my mind.
And the ugly.
Don't mess with me.
The big screen has never been filled with so much. Ugh. The good for nothing.
What am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here.
The bad.
Capitalism has not always existed in the world, and it will not always exist in the world.
And the ugly.
Nancy Pelosi, it must suck to be that dumb.
With Chuck Schumer as the stupid. Elizabeth Warren as maybe or maybe not a Native American. Bernie Sanders as himself. Mitch McConnell as wishy-washy marble mouth boy. And Adam Schiff as something the horse left behind.
What about Kamala Harris?
Well, if you can find that heifer, we'll put her in the movie.
Ew.
Don't miss The Good for Nothing.
I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
So when you were in Beto, no, when you said you were going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
The bad.
I think unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs.
And the really, really ugly. Presented in the new cinematic format, Democrato. You'll see it, but you won't believe it.
Well, that might be the best thing that could happen in this little rinky-dink town of ours.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm talking with a lumberjack.
Like what's shaking, Crispy Bacon?
I'm just checking in to see what lumberjacks do to make sure their retirement is going to be there and ready when they're ready.
Well, like any smart lumberjack, we don't hide our money in a hollow tree. We call David Ernest,
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man. We call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see. I can also see you have a lot of lumberjacks working out here today.
That's right, man, like the new dude over there.
The new dude?
His older brother was a famous actor who was on TV and in movies.
And just who might that actor be?
Raymond Burr, man.
You mean Perry Mason and Ironside?
That's him, man, yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the new dude?
His name is Tim, man, but don't say it to...
You mean Tim Burr?
Oh, now you done it, man. Run!
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Amen.